from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer from the Boston Globe. I'm just wondering, Ben, as we bring in, we really appreciate you getting up early with us this morning. I always wonder, do you miss the Bill Belichick stuff? Are you going to miss that going back and forth with just absolutely giving you that miserable look? And I really don't want to answer your question.
Big dog, I don't miss him yet. It hasn't been long enough. I think we're still in the honeymoon phase of enjoying not having to deal with that. But come back to me again in November when the Patriots are potentially 2-9.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gerard Mayo's answering all the questions, but there's just no buzz or any life around the team. Belichick always at least kept it interesting.
Yeah.
So you have to give him credit for that. And that's the thing about this team now. You know, even last year when they were 4-13, at least with the Belichick drama, they were still interesting. Now with Gerard Mayo and a totally new cast of characters, they might just be bad and boring. So that's going to be the Patriots' issue this year.
You know, Ben, it's funny. I looked at the roster and depth chart. Not exactly sure. I knew about Drake May and some of their draft picks, but man, there is offensively, what gives you hope that they're going to be better in 13.9 points per game in a 30th offense? With I don't see a number one receiver. Help me if you do. And how do they score points this year? Running game?
Yeah, I mean that's definitely their biggest issue is they had so many big needs coming into this offseason, it was impossible to fill all of them. They got the starting quarterback, but they still need a long-term left tackle, and I think they need a number one receiver. You know, we'll see. They drafted this kid Jalen Polk out of Washington in the second round. They got Javon Baker out of UCF in the fourth round. Maybe one of them hits.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots are kind of implementing a lot of the Packers, systems and philosophies. And the Packers always find middle round wide receivers. So maybe the Patriots, maybe they don't need a number one. Maybe the scheme is good enough and they have a bunch of decent number twos. But I mean, this team reminds me a lot of like the Dolphins from 2008, you know, maybe the first year under Joe Philbin in 2012 when they started Ryan Tannehill, just really short on talent on the outside. And this Patriots team is going to have to rely. Maybe if the offensive line is healthy and they can run the ball, and a lot of two tight end sets, maybe they'll be competitive. But this is a multi-year rebuild. They need a lot of help still on offense. And I think this year is just going to be about identifying a few core pieces moving forward and trying to make sure that Drake May is on the right path as a franchise quarterback.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How quickly you think Drake May plays? I know Jacoby's there, Brissett, who's backed up and started and backed up in a lot of different teams, including here. What's your take on the Drake May timetable?
I think realistically, it'd be tough for May to beat Jacoby Brissett out during training camp. it's not going to be impossible, but Jacoby, you know, the reason they brought him in is how tight he is with the new offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt. They worked together in Cleveland in 2022 when Deshaun Watson was suspended, and they brought Jacoby in so they could be patient with Drake May. And Jacoby Brissett has been teaching the offense to all the guys this offseason. You know, Drake May, number three pick, obviously everyone wants to see him on the field, but I do think they want to be patient with him. That said, I mean, you know, you look at the history of first-round quarterbacks, they're almost all in the lineup by, like, week five, you know, and if not, by week eight. So I would think sometime in October, November is when we're going to see Drake May. Jacoby Brissett, you know, playing in a new offense behind a new offensive line, he could get hurt at any moment, too. So Drake May, I mean, Justin Herbert was supposed to sit, and by week two, he was starting. So I really would be shocked if we saw some sort of Patrick Mahomes situation where Drake May just doesn't play all year. But I think Jacoby will at least start the season in September, and then the Patriots will go from there.
There's been talk about the Brandon Ayuk, who, by the way, would obviously be a huge upgrade and stuff. Do you think they trade him? San Francisco is going to be forced to trade him? Or do you think they're going to say, no, you're forced to play here. You'll play in that $14 million. What do you think happens? It sounded like New England was interested in trying to make a trade for him.
Yeah, I think New England has checked in with Ayuk, but it sounds like New England, if they want Brandon Ayuk, they're going to have to, A, blow away the Niners with a trade offer, because I don't think the Niners want to trade him. And if the Patriots are trading a future first-round pick, I mean, that could be a top-five pick next year. So I think that's the Niners Good are point. Probably asking for a lot. And then the Patriots probably have to blow Ayuk away with a contract offer, because every time Ayuk talks about which teams he wants to play for, he never brings up the Patriots. It's always the Steelers or the 49ers. And I don't think many players right now view New England as this very attractive destination. So I think it would take a lot for the Patriots. They'd have to extend themselves a lot with the draft picks and the contract. So I mean, it'd be a great fit. I just think they're probably going to wait next year. Well, you know, they'll get a top five pick and can draft one of the best receivers in the draft next year. I don't think the Niners really want to trade Ayuk to another contender, that's for sure. I mean, they're going for the Super Bowl this year. And they have all the leverage. Ayuk is under contract on that fifth-year option, and every day of training camp that he skips, that's a $50,000 fine that the team is not allowed to rescind. They have to charge Ayuk for it. And if he skips a preseason game, that costs him a regular season game check. So, you know, this CBA that the players signed really works against them. When it comes to holding out, the best thing he can do is hold in, show up to the Niners, and give as minimal effort as possible in order not to get fined. But I have a hunch that he's ultimately going to suck it up, and whether or not he and the Niners can reach a new contract extension, I think Ayuk's going to be a Niner this year.
So, Ben, I got to ask you about the rest of the AFC East. A lot of people think it's going to be close with the Bills and Fins and Aaron Rodgers back with the Jets. How do you look at the rest of the AFC East?
Yeah, kind of the same as I have the last few years. I still think it's going to be the Bills' division, even with them losing Stephon Diggs and undergoing some changes there. I still think with Josh Allen, Sean McDermott running the defense, the Bills, I don't know if they can overcome the Chiefs, but I still think it's going to be the Bills' division. I think the Jets are going to bounce back. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he makes you roll your eyes with something new every week. But I think even at 40, even off that Achilles, I still think he'll be a pretty good quarterback and we'll have a good connection with Garrett Wilson this year. And look, the Dolphins have been fantastic from September to November, but they've fallen apart the last 2 years in December and January.
You sound like this radio show right there.
The Dolphins will obviously be in it as a wild card contender, but unless they're getting home playoff games in January, I don't like their chances.
Well, that's the whole theme, man. Why we're talking about all the good teams in AFC, they got to worry about the Bills, man. You got to win the division. You got to get a game in January here at Hard Rock Stadium, right?
Yeah, certainly for that team, that seems to be what they need. Although, if they want to get over the mental block, they'll suck it up and they'll go on the road in January and win in Buffalo, or win in Cincinnati, or you know, eventually you probably have to win some of these tough games. Can't hide from them forever. So the Dolphins are gonna. I haven't looked at their schedule. I think they play some pretty cold weather games like Green Bay and some other games in December, if I'm wrong, or late in the season. But, you know, eventually, like, that's been the thing that's held them back the last few years, and you can't hide from it. You got to try to overcome it this year.
All right, so I got to ask you about this. the Bill Belichick and a 24-year-old girlfriend. How much? So do you guys stay away from that in the media? Because the media, you know, we get ripped for blasted for everything. You guys like having fun with that? I mean, it's just, I'm all for, you live down here. There's a lot of older guys that marry and date women 20, 22, 23, 24 years younger. Bill took it to a whole damn new level. He took it to the grandkids. Like, what's been everybody's take on Bill? Like, just, I can't even see Grumpy Bill like he could use lines to get it because she's actually really pretty.
Yeah, I believe she was a Patriots cheerleader within the last few years. So I think for a lot of people, yeah, Belichick is kind of living the dream right now, especially maybe people down in your market there, Joe. I don't think us in the traditional media are talking too much about it. Of course, you see it on social media. Cam Newton and Mac Jones had a good time talking about it at the ESPYs the other night. Cam was all over Belichick and was kind of saying, come on, man, you know, what are you doing dating a woman much younger? But you know what? To each their own.
It's a different time.
All the credit to Belichick.
Yeah. I mean, he must be going, it works. It works. He's just excited, man. Hey, always great having you, Ben. Really appreciate it. And, hell, before you know it, we'll see you at a couple of games here. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Never real comfortable talking about that young girl thing. 24. What'd we say? Belichick 73?
Yeah, I was pretty intrigued to see you throw that out this morning, but it's so weird, man. The pictures of those two together are grotesque.
Hey, God bless him.
No, I mean, he wins every day.
He wins.
That girl, I don't know what's going on in her head.
She's, some women like older guys.
Yeah, but he's really old.
But they,
he's old, he's out of shape, he's grumpy. I'm trying to
he better
to
not be grumpy. He got himself, he jumped into media business here now too.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be great on TV. But I'm just trying to see like what's in it for her besides the fact that like she could inherit a bunch of money. I don't know what else is in it for her.
I can't wait.
She's a good-looking girl. She's a cheerleader, like Ben said. She's beautiful. You know, whoever she wanted, but so, chose him.
So to Bill and Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, it's great. Listen, they got a right to do whatever they want. They've been great coaches, one in the NFL. One might be the greatest call. Well, both of them. Some people I hear, it's a lot of guys, oh, Belichick's the best of all time in the NFL, and Nick Saban could be the greatest of all time, or is the greatest
Saban,
of all time.
Saban, you can make the easy argument for.
Yeah, no.
The only thing that's standing in Belichick's way is the fact that he's a cheater and has been caught multiple times.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing kind of standing all in right. his way just a bit, but I get where you're going with this.
So anyway, but now they've decided they want to get in a business that they hated when they got second-guessed and they got critiqued for things they did or didn't do. Remember that? The questions. You guys are screwing things. And now, you know, we got Nick Saban out there, and he's just, hey, man, I'm just telling you right now, you're going to say something. You're going to get asked a question. You're going to have to answer it because they're paying you pretty good money. That not Alabama money, but getting paying you. You're gonna have to answer stuff, man. And when you do, no matter how good you are, it's going to come back. It's going to come back with stuff you don't like. You're going to get criticized. And now you got the media shirt on. You're going to have to take it a little bit.
Oh, I mean, the level of irony involved in these guys taking these jobs is just, it's incredible.
But I understand the media want them. Like, couldn't get them tied in quickly enough.
Yeah, but they could have been a whole heck of a lot more respectful to the media throughout the years. I mean, Belichick with his, remember those answers he would give? Like, he could have been a whole lot more respectful. Hey, those guys who were just doing their jobs, right?
Nick beat the you-know-what out of those poor guys up there in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, like, that's a great beat to be on.
That, can you imagine that? Some young guy and go, I got to ask him this question. Coach, you're favored by 32. We expect to play the backups. Oh, here it comes. Oh, no. Here it goes. I'm in trouble. Go ahead. Yeah, and now he's gonna leave.
Part of it should be, by the way, they should have to do some press conferences, too. They should have to attend as media.
I hate
How about that?
That?
Send Saban to a press conference for one of these other coaches.
He's not doing that. By the way, I think, where do we say, did we say Nick moved up to Jupiter, too? Or did somebody say somewhere else?
Hope Sound, was
Hope
that one
Sound.
The one
yeah.
he said? I don't know.
All right, well, listen.
I'm sure it's nice, wherever it is.
Oh, no. Nick's made a lot of money. Hey, don't feel bad. Bill and Nick have made a lot of money. And, you know, you start adding all those years as a head coach.
Nick's got to have houses all over the place, I would think, right?
I think Nick's done really well in his investments because I think he's got car dealerships. Somebody told me he's got a Mercedes car dealership here in Miami.
Does he really?
That's what I heard.
My sources. Mercedes? I don't know. Which one is it? That's interesting.
I don't know.
You going to go see if you can work a deal over there?
No, but...
With your friend Nick?
Can you imagine
I'd like to speak to the general manager.
Hey,
I
know Nick. Used to do a show.
Didn't get along particularly well.
Didn't go great. But, hey, I do want to tell you about Chapman Partnerships. Speaking of Dade County, man, what the work they're doing for the homeless right now is just fantastic. And I always tell everybody, because you roll your eyes a lot when you hear about the homeless, and I know they're on the corner, they're going to ask me for money every time I stop at this stop sign or stoplight on my way home. Well, I just want to tell you that Chapman Partnership's doing great work for the homeless, man, because it's so much more than a bed, so much more than a bite to eat. It's about providing caring support and wraparound services that really allow you for everything from mental health, doctors, dentists, babysitting services, so you have a chance to find a job and get back out, get help you find an apartment. It's totally 3 to 4 months. Have you back out on your own, man, being productive again, getting your confidence back. That's what it's always about. But this summer, I want to let you know we have a lot of kids in there, and we're raising money for Chapman Partnership so the kids can also have a great summer. Arts and crafts show, to field trips. So the kids that are in Chapman Partnership, didn't want to be in there, but are in there, can learn more and grow this summer as well, just like our kids. So join me at WQM to help support Camp Chapman this summer. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org to sponsor a meal or sign up to serve or getting involved in the summer programs. Now more than ever, we need your help in a zillion different ways. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village. And again, go to chapmanpartnership.org.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To learn more.
All right, I'm back, Joe. The thing just crashed here. So let's. Should we see what's going on with traffic here?
Whatever you have to do. Woody.
I've been caught with my pants down here.
No. Don't say that.
Not the expression.
Yeah. No. I know what you mean though.
95 southbound at State Road 84. Two lanes are blocked. Delays are developing. There you go.
Okay.
Let me get people up to date on this as well. You can bring your dog to a Marlins game. We got a chance for you to win tickets for Bark at the Park. We're going to have one more four-pack for you here today when the Marlins host the Mets next Monday. If you want to go to the game, you can purchase tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
Woody, that's good stuff, man.
We're going to have four more for you today.
That's a Mets game. Four-pack. That's a Monday Mets game.
Yeah.
Four-game series starts tonight. And, by the way, keep an eye to see who gets traded and who they're going to try to hang with here for a little while longer, trying to figure out if they have any guys they can build around that are everyday players, can hit, that you see upside, and I have no idea how they feel about any of those guys. And, by the way, it seems like we got a manager, Skip Schumacher, who I like. I think he's really good. Really good at what he under the circumstances of what he's been handed this year. I think he's really good. I think guys like playing for him, even though the record's bad and, you know, 5-6 and 7-8 and 9 game losing streaks suck to the get in the situation you're in right now. But I'm not, this is just my opinion. Why would he want to come back? I bet on myself, Finney Strong. He says nice things about the owner. And
what do you think he's gonna do? Quit?
No.
Guessing that's never happened.
No. This is it after this year.
Would that be the first? By the way, like I mean, I'm assuming they want to keep him, right?
Not if he didn't want to be here.
Yeah, but would that be the first time anyone's ever turned down a job like that? Like,
well, there's not that many of them,
you know. I mean, I can't imagine someone turned down a job like that.
Pretty good lifestyle. I'm guessing his agent is getting a feel for.
What else is out there?
Yeah, right? You kind of want to. You don't want to just pull a Clemson or Florida State and say, I want out, and they go, nobody wants you. I mean, you got to be careful on that.
Yeah, but, like, what else would be out there? Let's be realistic here.
I don't know.
It's not like it's a good point. Someone's going to be, you know, one of these other teams in, like, a good market's going to be real excited about bringing in a guy who's won 30 games.
And, by the way, those jobs, he probably not making a lot, but he's making a hell of a lot more than assistant coaches are.
And to your point, he is pretty good. I would keep him if I were the Marlins. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? Because I don't think that job's particularly attractive.
No, except
I don't know who you're going to get.
It's still, you know, me guys.
It's still a job. I know, but you're not going to get a better name than you have. You're not going to get something good to do.
They're going to go, all right. Now they start blaming you for development. You know of what's going on. Although right now it looks like the minor league system's getting blamed for that. Boy, you talk about finger pointing. You don't think there's been a little finger pointing going on in that organization? No development. The players are good. I know they were good. No, they didn't work out. No, we're not working well. We're not doing the right.
Speaking of finger pointing, texters are pointing the finger at you. You've broken the rules.
What'd I do?
Dolphins are like on the field, man. You can't be doing this. Complaining about the baseball.
I'm sorry.
You were done a week ago.
By the way, you're right, and I apologize.
We got rookies on the field. Robinson's out there grinding, and you're talking about the Marlins.
And I'm going to get caught up on all that stuff, but I don't know. I just got a piece of me, man.
You know, the Canes open up in like 12 days. Team.
I know. And by the way, we're set to go live at both locations, so we'll be getting out of the studio a little bit here, and it'll be nice. But I do want to say this. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, no surprise, placed on the PUP. And, if you're not sure what that means, those guys can be watching a lot of drills. They'll be in some, but they'll be working off the side with the trainers a little bit, and they've got to decide and how quickly – those guys will be at 100% where the team, the trainer, the doctors, and the player all feel, I can go now. I'm ready to go.
All right, you said 100%. Let me go to Jalen Phillips. What are your realistic expectations there? He's one of the better players on the team, right? Go back to last year, has that ridiculous, crazy injury on a normal play. Another one of those Achilles things. What are your expectations for
him? My expectations is going to be a little bit longer.
Okay. Does he come back as the same player? when he eventually comes back. I mean, obviously, they're not going to rush him back.
No, but they want to see close to that before they, like, he's going to have to let it rip for like a week or two. He's going to have to let it rip in practice where they're going, okay, he's pushing off like he did when he was playing last year. It's just, yeah.
Don't you feel like the mental aspect of recovering from that injury is probably the toughest part of it all?
Yes, 100%.
Because it'll heal, right, obviously, but that's a freakish injury, man. We've seen more of those crazy, weird Achilles injuries over the past couple of years than I think we've ever seen.
Some guys have come back super fast, and some guys, hey, you know, not to bring up guys, but we've had guys recently that have had them, and they didn't look like they did before.
I think that's the mental part of it, though, isn't it?
I think part of it is.
Because I'd be scared. Hell, you want to go through that again? Like,
in the back of your mind, do I want to push off real hard or come off the ball? He's going to remember that last play, that feeling of that last play. Nobody touched him. He was just coming off the ball, having a great game. He's just exploding off the ball, and he falls down before he gets to the offensive lineman. Offensive lineman setting up in his pass protection. He's looking like, what the hell just happened to you? And, you know, so that stuff.
I just couldn't imagine being one of those guys, you know, whether it's Jalen or you know, the guy in the Super Bowl, or Greenlaw in the Super Bowl, who's just hopping onto the field and his Achilles blows out. Like, I couldn't imagine being one of those guys and having to go back out there and knowing that, like,
we have
did nothing wrong and it just happened.
We have a lot better feel for the ACL. Like, to me, I hear ACL, it's bad. Listen, it's bad, don't get me wrong, but you kind of have a good feel because there's been so many of them, you know when they're going to come back. But the Achilles is still, everybody's different. So, I want to see it. And by the way, the other one that I was surprised by, and maybe a lot of you weren't, I thought Isaiah Wynn was going to be back. He got hurt early in the season. I think he started 7 games, played great at left guard. We've been saying that a lot on the offensive line. He played great before he got hurt. Isaiah Wynn, with a quad injury, is also going to be out. But, you know, I mean, we played with so many offensive linemen last year, you know, and I'm looking at the boards and left guard, yeah, but Isaiah Wynn has been injured a lot, man. It's not something brand new. Nothing against him. He doesn't do it on purpose, and Teron doesn't do it on purpose. But you start to look at their stats and games played and games started, and those guys have had a history of, I think Teron played 10 games last year. Isaiah played 7 games last year. So when they put this offensive line together, the thought's got to be, hey, we need 9 or 10 guys. We 8 or 9 guys for sure, because that's what we played with last year. And so here we go again, and Isaiah won't be in some of these drills to start the season. So that's where you are. Now, the other part of that is pretty clear to me when you go out, or I go out, because they're going to be playing a lot of football. And as important as any first two picks we have had in the draft in a long, long time. We've had number one picks, don't get me wrong. But need right now, because of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, one plays on one side, one plays on the other, and they are pass rushers, man. Proven pass rushers. Really good. Chop Robinson, first pick. And Muhammad Kamara, 5th round, out of Colorado State. Guys, man, all eyes are on you guys in one-on-one drills. Now, I know somebody's going, well, what about Shaq Barrett? Well, Shaq Barrett doesn't have anything to prove to me. Shaq Barrett's just got to be healthy. He's going his 10th year. And I can tell you this, I saw Mike McDaniel, along with the trainers last year, gave the 30-year-old club days off every week. They do. They don't want him, but they get him. And Shaq Barrett's going to be one of those guys. This is his 10th year. Played a lot of football. A lot of good football with Tampa Bay. Don't get me wrong. He'll play, probably line up, and start in game one. But right now, it is about Mo and Chop as they get set. And, man, we drafted you guys in the 1st and the 5th round.
The Chop thing, have you a little concerned?
No.
I can only go by what our writers say, right?
No, I know. They've
That's the only thing you can really go by right now. And I'm not big into those mini camps or OTAs or whatever they were doing out there. I'd like to see him actually play in training camp. And we'll see how it goes. But you're right, man. He's got to make an impact.
They pretty much, for the first time, drafted guys where it's not like drafting your left tackle. If Patrick Paul doesn't play, you're going, okay, I got Teron Armstead and Kendall Lamb, and if I need to, I've got Keon Smith.
Chop's got to play.
Yeah. Like, hey, Chop, our lines, man. You know, we have some other guys, but.
By the way, that was a big damn pick, man. There were a lot of good players on the board when they took him.
Yeah,
and
but.
You know what people will do,
that
Joe.
They're
going to look at the few guys taken right after him. And they're like, oh, man, this
guy's
not as good or whatever.
Here's my take on our first pick. And I know the team disagrees with my thoughts on this. We took need. We always claim we don't take need. We take the best player. I've heard Chris Greer say that a million times. We're going to take the best player. You can't have enough of the best players. There's no way somebody's going to tell me Chop Robinson was the best player at that point. And they're going, well, Joe doesn't know what he's talking, you know, and all that. It's fine. But. Chop's a first-round pick. He's our guy, and he's got it. I don't know what he did since minicamp, but I hope it wasn't a lot of vacation because they need he. And by the way, Mo's right behind him. Mohamed Kamara is right there too. Mike, hey, man, we might be early in the year in a three-man rotation, and we're going to need all three of you guys. I don't want Shaq to have to play every snap in the Heat in the first two games, 4 days apart. We start Sunday. We play the next Thursday, man. We're jumping right into the Buffalo Bills. So those will be interesting.
So the rest of that first round will be fun to watch, Joe. We'll see how Chop stacks up. Yet another edge rush that was taken right after him, and you know, Darius Robinson from Missouri. Remember that center from Duke? That Baldy was like he's going to be a Pro Bowler.
Starting at center for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Graham Barton. So you had him in there. You got Brian Thomas out of LSU, the wide receiver who went. A couple picks after you, so, you know. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. You're right. That best available thing was probably not.
Unless it was just a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I know you don't believe this, but the highest guy on our board happened to be our biggest need.
I don't mind drafting for need. I mean, if you want to take the best guy you think at that position.
I don't have a problem with it either. Just got to make sure they can play.
But you're right, man, because people are going to look at these other guys and, you know, I remember Baldy just raving about Barton. Remember that?
I didn't know that he was going to be a center. He had played guard. He had played tackle. But, yeah, his position right now is Tampa Bay go, no, he's best center in the draft. Let's go. All right. Hey, we got more stuff. We're running a little bit late here because that's what we do, especially on a Friday. A lot of stuff to get to here, man. A lot more Dolphin stuff coming up as well. And, boy, it's going to be fun to watch, man. It is going to be fun to watch, especially these young guys and trying to figure out Jalen Wright becomes the third running back, and does he get into the rotation with Achan and Mostert? And you know, I know one thing. Tyreek Hill and Raheem Mostert don't want to hear about taking snaps and carries and targets away from me. Those guys want to play. A couple guys in the 30-year-old club do not want to hear about taking time off.
We got some good headlines for you next, by the way.
I got a
$44 million item that sold at auction.
Wow.
Ready for that one? You're going to have to do the music, by the way. We got the blue screen of death. They're calling it this morning, so you might have to do the music in the background. You know, can you hum?
No.
By the way, everyone waking up this morning. Oh, nice.
Everybody's getting tipsy at the bar. Nice. Tonight, everybody's getting tipsy at the bar.
People are waking up to this news, by the way. Microsoft's like out everywhere. So
yeah.
Good luck to you out there.
And, of course, I got two people I care about jumping on a plane from California to get back here today. Gosh darn it. All right, people need cash, man. Interest rates are higher than ever. High insurance rates, HOA fees. You're going, oh, my gosh, man. A lot of folks are running credit card debt up because they have to. Fixed income and everything else is going up but your income and what you live on every month. And it's frustrating. So people are jumping to the credit card. And by the way, the credit card debt can get up to 28, 29% every month. You can do the math on that, man. Yeah, you're paying interest and never getting to principal. Sucks. Let Michael Kotcher relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off and get you going in the right direction. Michael Kotcher, man, helping a lot of people in condos. that have retired. They're in bad, bad shape right now, and he's just done a fantastic job. Reverse mortgages, one of the most popular mortgages we have down here, especially with the folks 62 and older. Yes, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify for the reverse mortgage, and it might be perfect for you to get that equity out of your home, have a place to live. That's why a lot of people are going to it. Maybe they'll don't have the amount of money you're hoping to have, but you're sitting there with a lot of equity in that home. The reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. One of the many things Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does really well and is very knowledgeable about and can get things done in half the time of the big banks. Debt consolidation, you have that equity. You just need Michael Kotze to come through for a lot of different reasons. Call him. He has no life. Matter of fact, what's Michael Kotze doing tomorrow? Working. What's Michael Kotze do on Sunday? Work. He's got no life, man. He's always working. 30-something years of experience. I think 31, 32 years now of experience at Choice Mortgage. Works 7 days a week. Call or text him and let him help you. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Either without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
All right, I'm gonna go. Can I go two on you here, Joe? The traffic is the traffic. I think that's what you said earlier. Didn't you say that the traffic is the traffic or something?
Yeah, the traffic is the traffic.
We are suffering the Microsoft outage, and I-95 southbound at State Road 84, two lanes are blocked. Delays are developing, so you have that going for you. How about a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 84 degrees and fair, says. Better be fair than unfair. 24% chance of rain at 4 o'clock. We have no music. You ready to get into some headlines?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to go dry. Never like to go dry on a Friday, but we'll do it anyway. Alabama, Joe, is going to name their field after
Nick Saban.
You got it,
He
man.
Gets the monument. So they got a monument out in front they've already put up. A statue, not a monument. Statue. And then wait for you to
just
laugh.
Him. You just killed the guy.
That's terrible. All right. I need to slow down on that all a little right. bit. But he's got the field now. That's nice.
Yeah, we'll call it Nick Saban Memorial Field, right? Next to his monument.
That'll be next.
All right. We don't need that bad karma on a Friday here, Jeff.
No, don't do that.
All right. Russell
dislikes me.
To the NBA here. Russell, don't call me Westbrook, is joining the Nuggets. It is his latest stint with another team. He has been all over the freaking place here over the years, man. As his game, I've never seen a guy who was so good have his game fall off a cliff like Russell Westbrook has. He'll be with the Nuggets next year with a chance to.
He plays. It's really weird. He plays really hard.
I love him for that. He plays like Allen Iverson.
Oh my God! He just goes coast to coast. He does.
Yeah.
But his shot from the outside wasn't it pretty good at one
point? His shot from the inside is so bad too. That little pull up jumper he has. Yeah, he was really good. How remember, we played him in the finals down
remember
here.
Remember, he wanted to go to L.A.? That's where kind of he wanted he to play finish Paul his George career back Clippers, home. Yeah. And they go, nah, we're gonna have to let you go here, pal.
I do feel bad for him because, again, he does play his ass off. But maybe he'll get a chance at a championship in Denver. They'll be back next year.
What, he averaged 11 points or something
a
game?
11 points, yeah.
You think he averages 11 in Denver maybe? Fresh start, good team?
I hope so. By the way, he's 35 now. So he's getting up there in basketball years.
Yes.
All right. This is a really weird story here, Joe. We talked earlier about burning money, betting on Tiger Woods. Do you know who the most bet on player is to win the NBA's Rookie of the Year?
No.
That would be Bronny James.
Come on.
I know. More bets have been placed on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year than any other player at multiple sportsbooks. James has attracted nearly 1 in 4 of the bets placed on the Rookie of the Year market at ESPN Bet. Listen to this one. BetMGM reportedly took a $1,000 Rookie of the Year bet on James at 250-1 on July 6th from a bettor in Ontario.
I get the odds, man. I get the odds for some crazy reason. It's just not going to happen.
He's not going to play.
He might be.
Like, these other guys, like Zach Edey is the front runner. Like, these guys might start, and they'll certainly get a lot of minutes. By the way, a guy in the Heat might get some minutes as well, Khalil Ware. We had a texter earlier who was like raving about him, big fan, but he might get minutes. Like Bronny
Did you
James
tell him
is,
all you care about is Jimmy Butler, that's the key, and you didn't want to hear about him?
I, by the way, I had someone tweet to our show account that I was bashing Jimmy Butler, and I was so riled up by that, I had like fired back, but because I love Jimmy. You know I love Jimmy. But man, Bronny James, talk about setting your money on fire. He's not going to see the court.
No,
other than a blowout situation. Like,
one way or the
no
other,
scenario, he sees the court.
There's a chance he goes down and spends some time in the G League.
It's very possible. I would play that Goran Dragic thing, but our screens are completely
blocked.
Don't
want to go down. I think he said D League before the G
League. He did.
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is big news here. If you're a fan of the show 24, you must have watched 24, right? It's right up your alley.
I did.
With Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland. They are in the early development stages of a movie here. We might get a 24 movie. The original crew is on for this thing. Now, here's the only problem here is there's no confirmation yet if Kiefer Sutherland's going to be involved.
Well, that takes away from it a little bit.
I would very much take away from it. So I hope that he's involved. A 24 movie would be good. A lot of sleepless nights in college when I started watching that show, man. Some of the buddies turned me on to that thing, and I just could not turn that show off.
Woody, any interest in watching the Vikings? They got all these Viking shows.
I don't know, man. I usually have free time. I like to spend it playing my video games like you made.
They're either killing
me
somebody
earlier.
Or having sex. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Vikings attacked everybody. Went to other countries.
You can make the case a lot of that going on right now. You're either attacking someone or you're banging.
Right.
A lot of that going on these days.
Yeah, probably.
And our final one here, did you see what sold for $44 million at auction?
No.
This would be a near-complete Stegosaurus.
What?
You know, Stegosaurus, a dinosaur.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, bought it was the guy who owns that Citadel, Kenneth Griffin, that Citadel hedge fund deal or whatever. A nearly 150-million-year-old... Did I say that right? A 150-million-year-old, nearly complete Stegosaurus. And it's basically, like, you look at it, it's like the whole dinosaur, basically. And they found it on private land in Colorado. And this guy bought it for $44 million.
So
they
what?
Said it was expected to go for $8 million. Someone bought a T-Rex around that price. And this shattered the record of the most expensive dinosaur ever sold, which was $31 million a little while back.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. That's the problem. Like, I feel like things like this should be in museums, like so people can look at it and kind of enjoy it. I don't know what somebody would do with such an item.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
Do you like put it in your like the front of your house? You're like when people walk in, you're like, hey, this is my dinosaur.
I guess if you have a private place and you got that much money, you're probably in a little nice private place that you could probably put something in there. Yeah. Hey, by the way, come on out of the house. We want to show you what I have over here. Paid a lot of money for. What do you think? Oh, so I guess if you got that kind of crazy money, Woody, to spend $44 million. My God. All right, 8 o'clock hour's coming up, man. A lot more stuff. Steve Tasker is going to join us in about 25 minutes from the Buffalo Bills. Former Bill, former damn good Bill, actually. Steve's going to join us. We'll talk about the team that's just giving us hell, man, giving us hell. And we'll find out what Steve's thinking about his team with a couple new receivers coming in there. And do they have enough to win the AFC East again? Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. No good, man. ED, low T, no good to anybody. And that's why I want to tell you, if you're dealing with it, men don't go around. We don't talk about it. So I talk about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Wow, does it work. And yes, I had ED and low T. Thought I just kind of had low T, but I didn't realize I had ED too. And so guys laugh sometimes, go, hey, look at the guy, man. The guy can't get it out. That. Yeah. That was me. No question about it. But I got to tell you, every guy's going to go through it sooner or later. Some guys in their 40s and 50s, lucky enough, I didn't have to go through it, but a lot of men do. 60s, I didn't. Okay, that was me. 70s, whatever age it is, though, you don't have to have it. Low T, tired all the time, no energy at all. And usually if you got low T, ED's right there with it, and that means the old sex drive is gone, all right? making excuses. I mean, it did a number on me, man. It really did. Like, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong. It's embarrassing. And gosh, all that stuff happens. But Atlantic Men's Clinic, man, it worked. 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I went to have an appointment. That first appointment that I talk about with Atlantic Men's Clinic is the most important one. You're going to find out what their professionals can do for you. Man, they are good. Boy, you can knock out ED and low T real quickly on a program they're going to put you on. Yes, they have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida, so you have one close to you. I go to the Plantation one, and I want to let you know, call them. Because if you're dealing with this and don't really know where to turn, and guys can't talk to each other about, I got ED and low T. Oh, me too, bro. Doesn't work like that with us. We're crazy private about that stuff. So go directly to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Call them with that first appointment. Find out if it's for you. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
All right, I'm gonna go. Can I go two on you here, Joe? The traffic is the traffic. I think that's what you said earlier. Didn't you say that the traffic is the traffic or something?
Yeah, the traffic is the traffic.
We are suffering the Microsoft outage, and I-95 South on its day road 84. 2 lanes are blocked. Delays are developing. So you have that going for you. How about a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 84 degrees and fair, says. Better be fair than unfair. 24% chance of rain at 4 o'clock. We have no music. You ready to get into some headlines?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to go dry. Never like to go dry on a Friday, but we'll do it anyway. Alabama, Joe, is going to name their field after
Nick Saban.
You got it,
He
man.
Gets the monument. So they got a monument out in front they've already put up. A statue. Not a monument. Statue. And then I'm waiting for you to laugh.
You just killed him. You just killed the guy.
That's terrible. All right, I need to slow down on that a little bit. But he's got the field now. That's nice.
Yeah, we'll call it Nick Saban Memorial Field, right? Next to his monument.
That'll be next.
All right. We don't need that bad karma on a Friday here, Jeff.
No, don't do that.
All right. Russell
dislikes me.
To the NBA here. Russell, don't call me Westbrook, is joining the Nuggets. It is his latest stint with another team. He has been all over the freaking place here over the years, man. As his game, I've never seen a guy who was so good have his game fall off a cliff like Russell Westbrook has. He'll be with the Nuggets next year with a chance to.
He plays. It's really weird. He plays really hard.
I love him for that. He plays like Allen Iverson.
Oh my God! He just goes coast to coast. He does.
Yeah.
But his shot from the outside, wasn't it pretty good at one point?
His shot from the inside is so bad too. That little pull up jumper he has. Yeah, he was really good. We played him in the finals down
here. Remember, he wanted to go to L.A. That's where kind of he wanted
to
finish
with Paul
his career
George,
back
Clippers,
home.
Yeah.
And they go, nah, we're gonna have to let you go here, pal.
I do feel bad for him because, again, he does play his ass off. But maybe he'll get a chance at a championship in Denver. They'll be back next year.
What, he average 11 points or something a game?
11 points, yeah.
You think he averages 11 in Denver maybe? Fresh start, good team?
I hope so. By the way, he's 35 now. So he's getting up there in basketball years.
Yes.
All right. This is a really weird story here, Joe. We talked earlier about burning money, betting on Tiger Woods. Do you know who the most bet on player is to win the NBA's Rookie of the Year?
No.
That would be Bronny James.
Come on.
I know. More bets have been placed on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year than any other player at multiple sportsbooks. James has attracted nearly 1 in 4 of the bets placed on the Rookie of the Year market at ESPN Bet. Listen to this one. BetMGM reportedly took a $1,000 Rookie of the Year bet on James at 250-1 on July 6th from a bettor in Ontario.
I get the odds, man. I get the odds for some crazy reason. It's just not going to happen.
He's not going to play.
He might be.
Like, these other guys, like Zach Edey is the front runner. Like, these guys might start. And they'll certainly get a lot of minutes. By the way, the guy in the Heat might get some minutes as well, Khalil Ware. We had a texter earlier who was like raving about him, big fan, but he might get minutes. Like Bronny
Did you
James
tell him is, all you care about is Jimmy Butler, that's the key, and you didn't want to hear about him?
By the way, I had someone tweet to our show account that I was bashing Jimmy Butler, and I was so riled up by that, I had like fired back, but because I love Jimmy. You know I love Jimmy. But man, Bronny James, talk about setting your money on fire. He's not going to see the court.
No,
other than a blowout situation. Like
one way or the
no
other,
scenario,
a blowout,
he
yeah.
sees the court.
There's a chance he goes down and spends some time in the G League.
It's very possible. I would play that Goran Dragic thing, but our screens are completely
blocked.
Don't want
to blocked. Go down. I think he said D League before the G
he
League.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Okay.
All right, this is big news here. If you're a fan of the show 24, you must have watched 24, right? It's right up your alley.
I did.
With Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland. They are in the early development stages of a movie here. We might get a 24 movie. The original crew is on for this thing. Now, here's the only problem here, is there's no confirmation yet if Kiefer Sutherland's going to be involved.
Well, that takes away from it a little bit.
I would very much take away from it. So I hope that he's involved. A 24 movie would be good. A lot of sleepless nights in college when I started watching that show, man. Some of the buddies turned me on to that thing, and I just could not turn that show off.
Woody, any interest in watching the Vikings? They got all these Viking shows.
I don't know, man. I usually, Savages. If I have free time, I like to spend it playing my video games like you made.
They're
either
killing somebody or having sex. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Vikings attacked everybody. Went to other countries.
You can make the case a lot of that going on right now. You're either attacking someone or you're banging.
Right.
a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah, probably.
And our final one here, did you see what sold for $44 million at auction?
No.
This would be a near-complete Stegosaurus.
What?
No, Stegosaurus, a dinosaur.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, bought it was the guy who owns that Citadel, Kenneth Griffin, that Citadel hedge fund deal or whatever. A nearly 150-million-year-old... Did I say that right? A 150-million-year-old, nearly complete Stegosaurus. And it's basically, like, you look at it, it's like the whole dinosaur, basically. And they found it on private land in Colorado. And this guy bought it for $44 million.
So
they said it was expected to go for $8 million. Someone bought a T-Rex around that price. And this shattered the record of the most expensive dinosaur ever sold, which was $31 million a little while back.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. That's the problem. Like, I feel like things like this should be in museums, like, so people can look at it and kind of enjoy it. I don't know what somebody would do with such an item.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
Do you, like, put it in your, like, the front of your house? You're like, when people walk in, you're like, hey, this is my dinosaur?
I guess if you have a private place and you got that much money, you're probably in a little nice private place that you could probably put something in there. Yeah. Hey, by the way, come on out of the house. We want to show you what I have over here. Paid a lot of money for. What do you think? Oh. So, I guess if you got that kind of crazy money, Woody, to spend $44 million. My God. All right, 8 o'clock hour's coming up, man. A lot more stuff. Steve Tasker is going to join us in about 25 minutes from the Buffalo Bills. Former Bill, former damn good Bill, actually. Steve, join us. We'll talk about the team that's just giving us hell, man. Giving us hell. And we'll find out what Steve's thinking about his team with a couple new receivers coming in there. And do they have enough to win the AFC East again? Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. No good, man. ED, low T, no good to anybody. And that's why I want to tell you, if you're dealing with it, men don't go around. We don't talk about it. So I talk about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Wow, does it work. And yes, I had ED and low T. Thought I just kind of had low T, but I didn't realize I had ED too. And so guys laugh sometimes, go, hey, look at the guy, man. The guy can't get it all that. Yeah. That was me. No question about it. But I got to tell you, every guy's going to go through it sooner or later. Some guys in their 40s and 50s, lucky enough, I didn't have to go through it, but a lot of men do. 60s, yeah, I didn't. Okay, that was me. 70s, whatever age it is, though, you don't have to have it. Low T, tired all the time, no energy at all. And usually if you got low T, ED's right there with it, and that means the old sex drive is gone, all right? making excuses. I mean, it did a number on me, man. It really did. Like, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong. This is embarrassing. And gosh, all that stuff happens. But Atlantic Men's Clinic, man, it worked. 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I went to have an appointment. That first appointment that I talk about with Atlantic Men's Clinic is the most important one. You're going to find out what their professionals can do for you. Man, they are good. Boy, you can knock out ED and low T real quickly on a program they're going to put you on. Yes, they have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida, so you have one close to you. I go to the Plantation one, and I want to let you know, call them. Because if you're dealing with this and don't really know where to turn, and guys can't talk to each other, but I got ED and low T. Oh, me too, bro. Doesn't work like that with us. We're crazy private about that stuff. So go directly to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Call them with that first appointment. Find out if it's for you. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.